It's time for Press Pass again. We're joined by Dan Telvach of Investigative Post. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
All right, Dan, lead. It's been in the news a lot lately for many reasons because of some of the work that you've been doing at investigativepost.org over the last few months. First of all, let's just get back into this problem. It seems now local leaders are addressing it, but are they truly grasping the level of the lead problem in Buffalo and, for that matter, in Erie County?
I think they finally are. And I think some of the proposals are a result of grasping how big of a problem it is. And, you know, I just finished a story that gets into that, you know, the problem is much worse than previously disclosed by Erie County and the state government. When you use the CDC's, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's level that they consider to be concerning lead levels in a child, the number is much higher, and we're talking triple what gets reported in the state of New York.
The big news last week was that the city of Buffalo is going to start its own lead program to try to rid the city of this problem. You've looked at the plan to a certain extent. What about it? Can you maybe put into perspective how the approach works, maybe compared to another approach in some other municipality?
It's a big plan, and there's a lot to it. But I think where it falls short a little bit here is, you know, and I go back to Rochester a lot, but they really are leading the way in this, and they still have a problem. But even if they did implement a program like that, it would be ineffective if they didn't enforce it. And that's the thing. Other communities have tried to copy what Rochester has done and failed because they didn't implement it properly and they didn't enforce it. And, you know, so I think what the mayor is doing is, you know, he still feels that it's the county's responsibility to get inside these homes for lead hazards. And but he's also instituting a program that appears to put the onus on the property owner, the landlords, and the property managers. They need to know what their lead levels are in the home, and they need to work on fixing it. And, you know, that is close, but it falls a little short. And we'll have to see how effective that is.
What is the benefit for me as an owner? A cost-benefit scenario. You know, we could talk about children being poisoned. Obviously, nobody wants that to happen. But are there tangible benefits to doing this?
Absolutely. There's a study that gets thrown around a lot by experts, peer-reviewed, very popular study, that says every dollar spent on lead remediation returns, at a minimum, $17. It could be as high as $200. That would be, any investor would go crazy for that kind of return. And that gets lost in a lot of this discussion. And so those savings come in healthcare savings, special ed schooling savings. And the federal government has never really fully funded these programs. And in fact, as recently as a few years ago, they cut the CDC's funding level by like 90%.
Is there a general cost for remediating a home of lead paint?
It can be really expensive. We have homes that aren't worth a lot, that probably have lead hazards in them, that may be owned by someone or rented. To really remove lead could cost $10,000 up to $30,000.
Wow.
But to keep the place clean and paint over, encapsulate the lead with a special kind of paint, could cost a couple hundred, could cost $1,000. It's more reasonable, but even that sometimes for some families is too much.
Well, Dan Telvach, we look forward to more reporting on this issue. And of course, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.